So, hello and welcome to ASI Cast number 143. I'm ASI's Research Director, Richard Marks, and today's guest is Lucha Antal. Welcome to the podcast, Lucha.
Thank you very much, Richard, for giving me this opportunity. I'm really looking forward to it. I will say to you, it's not my first, but it's one of my first podcasts. So be gentle and be patient with my answers.
That's fine. That's fine. We've done quite a few, but many of our guests, it's often their first podcast, so you're not alone in that. Now, you've been a regular attendee at ASI for many years. I can't remember which your first one was. Perhaps you can, but
I remember very well.
which one was it?
It was in 1997.
Wow.
So,
So this is your 25th anniversary of attending ASI. Wow.
yes. And it is really an honor for me to chair the session. When I first came to ASI, for me was like a blast. I will say it was really a blast. I learned a lot of things, and I should say that ASI is the reason maybe people meet it is in Romania, because it was the first time I was hearing about the people meter in that conference. So I was coming back home, and I would say this is the future for Romania. We cannot stay anymore with the diaries, so we should go to the people meters. So this was happening in 2000. It took us 3 years, but in 2000 we started with the people meters also in Romania.
So
So
it's interesting how many things do start at ASI in terms of countries and developments. Before we talk about ASI itself, you referenced people meetings. It'd be good to understand just a bit about what you get up to in your two day jobs, which are head of research and development at ProTV in Romania, and as you've referenced, as chair of the JIC, ARMA, the TV JIC. So, taking ProTV first, can you give us a quick background on ProTV and what you do there?
ProTV is one of the CME stations, because we are a company which is having station in more countries in Eastern Europe. So Czech Republic, Slovakia, Slovacia, Slovenia, Bulgaria, and Romania. ProTV, it's an let's say a part of this group, and we are in Romania starting 1995. We were starting as an American company with American shareholders, but right now we are in the hands of PPF, which is one of the Czech groups of investment, which we are very proud to be part of. ProTV started as a TV station, of course. Then it was a group of TV stations, and right now we have also AVOD, SVOD. We have a lot of other things which are going in the direction, a normal direction of going from TV as we knew in the past to the video. My role here, this is an interesting path for me, because I was just working in ProTV, in Pro, as in the Pro group, as I will call it. I had different positions. So I was first research assistant, then research manager, then I was going to the research director, then going to managing a small TV station, which was, and it is still Pro Cinema, which is having movies and series. It's a linear TV in Romania, part of our group. And we have five of them. So we have Pro TV, which is the general station, Pro Cinema, Acasă, which is the women one, Acasă Gold, which is, let's say, the gold area of movies and series for female. We have Pro Arena, which it's a channel for male. And also we have Pro TV International, which is for Romanian abroad. Then I was going to be the marketing director of all the assets of our company, including SVOD and AVOD at that time. As AVOD, our AVOD is ProTV Plus, and our SVOD is named Voyo. I was the marketing director. It was a very interesting and nice era for me, and a very turbulent one, because it brought to me a lot of new things. But as I am saying all the time, the first love you never forget. And I felt that I should come back to my roots and what I am inside, which is research. So I was starting with research, and I think I will end my life with research.
Well, that certainly applies to me as well. Now, obviously, your expertise in research means that you have your other role, which you've had for quite a while, in terms of the working heading up ARMA, which is the JIC for television and video in Romania. I think you're in a tender process at the moment. Is that right?
Yes, it's correct. I should say to you that I signed an NDA. I can tell you just general things about the tender. Yes, we are in a tender. We have, according to the law, every 4 years this tender. So we are a country in which the tender for choosing the system which is measuring the TV video in Romania, the TV and video audience in Romania, is under the audiovisual law. And in this commission is not only the broadcasters and the advertising agencies, but also the state involved, which is bringing, let's say, also a blessing from the state to this service. But then the contract is with ARMA, which is just an association in which just the advertisers, advertising agencies, and the broadcast are part of. I think we are very similar with Barb in UK as an JIC. In fact, we were also, when we've done this association, we were looking abroad and we were taking this example of Barb. But what I should say is that still we have a lot of members. Are some differences still between our JICs, Barb and ARMA. And I'm a president for a long period of time. I'm glad that the market is giving me this opportunity, and I'm still in this position. What they are saying to me is that I'm a balanced person. Even if I'm coming from a broadcaster side, I was always choosing the right path, even if this path was, let's say, not necessary in the favor of my TV station. So I choose the market all the time, and I will choose the market every time. So this is the reason maybe the market is giving me this this position.
I know the government says that you have to have a tender every 4 years, and it's interesting that I think in quite a few markets now governments are getting more interested in audience measurement in terms of particularly who's involved and, you know, the use of data. We've had papers from Canada, for example, where the government has been got involved with regard to return path data. But I know, and I think another part of that ruling used to be that you had to have a new panel every 4 years. Is that still the case, that you can't roll over the panel, or has that changed?
Thanks God we were passing through this, but now it's easier for us. The last time we were having the tender, we decided that we will not go for an entirely new panel, which was, I should say to you, a nightmare and a headache for our association. Of course, everybody which works in research knows that even you are doing the most accurate overlapping of the two panels, the old one and the new one, you'll never end up with the same data, because there are a lot of other variables which are involved beside the demographics or the things you are taking care when you are choosing the panel. So all the time when we were starting from the scratch with the new panel was a nightmare, because the data were not the same. Starting 4 years, not 4 years ago, because it was 2 years ago, we decided to roll the panel. So we keep the old one, but we are doing some natural changes in the panel, or even forced one if it is necessary. But we end up something like in 2 or 3 years with a new panel, but rotating the panel, not making one from the scratch. What is interesting for this time will be that this year we had the census in Romania, so this will mean that when we will do the new panel, we should take care of the new data from the census. So this will be the novelty, and maybe we will rotate more than normal.
When are you likely to announce the outcome of the tender?
January 2023.
Oh, okay. We'll keep an eye on that. That'll be an interesting
of course.
News item to report.
But we for sure have in our tender specifications the need for hybrid measurement. So this is for sure in our tender specification, and of course in the offer of the tender is.
Which is something that, as you'll know from having attended ASI, was a phrase that more or less first cropped up at ASI about a decade ago, the idea of hybrid measurement using different sources. And turning to ASI, I know, as we've established, you've been attending for at least a couple of decades now, so you know what you've signed up for in being a session chair. You've been on stage before as a speaker and a panel member. Your session's called Streaming and OTT, Where is the Industry Heading?, which is on our Thursday morning. What are your objectives for the session? What are you hoping to get out of it yourself?
I'm really looking forward, because streaming and this part of the, let's say, all video, it's very interesting lately, also in our country. So I'm looking forward to it. I know Over the Top, it's also in Romania becoming more present. We have Netflix, we have HBO Max, we have Disney Plus. So we have all these players here in the market. I'm still thinking that content is still the one which is important, and still Romania is a very big linear TV market. So we are one of the countries in which the linear TV is still very important, but streaming is becoming more and more important also in our country. I feel that things will overlap, even if everybody was trying to keep them separate. I remember that in our Voyo, which is the SVOD, we were thinking one or in the past to have linear TV channels, because the people are, you know, sometimes too tired to decide what to watch. And it was interesting that we were calling them Voyo Cinema Channel, which was Voyo Action, Voyo Comedy, and so on. And were linear channels, so you were switching in like in a linear channel inside the SVOD platform, and it was interesting enough that the people were watching. I see that this trend is starting to come also in other countries. So it for me was like, okay, at that time was what we should do, why we should do linear inside an SVOD platform. But it seems that also others are going in this direction, and I'm still thinking that content is the most important one. And sometimes the people are decide to go video on demand, and they want to have a decision on what they are watching. But sometimes they are tired and just want to go linear, even if it is on demand.
I think one of the themes we'll be talking about is exactly how, to a certain degree, broadcaster and native VOD companies' models are converging. Because in the other direction, we've also got the at least two of the main SVOD platforms announcing they're going to be having advertising tiers. So the differences between the global players and the regional broadcaster players are becoming slightly blurred in terms of their business models, aren't they?
Yes. The I think the we know that where the advertising is going is driving the markets. Of course, right now we have a direct to people, direct to home or direct to user, the consumer, which are the OTT platforms. But and taking the money directly from the consumer, but still the biggest part of the money are in the advertisers' hands, and the advertisings are looking for the consumer. So everybody is looking for the consumer, the advertisers, the platforms, the advertising agencies, the broadcasters, everybody is going in this direction. Let's say the people decide, and also in Romania is the case, decide to reduce the number of platforms they are subscribing to, I think we are going in the direction where without advertising tier for these OTT platforms, it would be very difficult for them to increase their revenues. So of course they are going in this direction. I'm looking forward to it, to know how they will do it. I think they already decided to do this, and they are doing this not in our country, but maybe in other countries. But still, consumer is the king, and if consumer is not there, they will go after it.
Thinking more widely, once you've hosted your session and can sit back in the audience and enjoy the rest of the event. We haven't had a conference physically for 3 years. We've had a couple of virtual events, as you know. What are you most hoping to get out of the event as a whole?
I should say that I'm looking forward for the physical presence to this conference, because the physical presence was always nice. Of course, it's good that in this period we had the opportunity to watch it also online, but physical presence is important, because we have both in this case, both things which I'm looking forward to having them in ASI. First, you have the presentations, which are very good and very interesting, and I'm always looking forward to see what is happening around the world. It's very nice to see and to learn and to bring them home then. But I think the networking is also very important, because in between sessions, you have this opportunity to directly meet people which maybe have some experience which are the same with your experiences, but some part of them have different experiences, and you make connections and you learn also in between sessions. So I'm looking for both. I'm sure that the ASI conference will be interesting as always, and will bring again new things about content, advertising, and audio audience, how we should measure the audience. So I'm looking forward to these things. And I'm looking forward to meet again a lot of people and a lot of friends, which I have, and I'm meeting them only in this conference. And as I said, we are still let's say industry in which the networking is very important.
Absolutely. I think one of our challenges for this year's event, after a 2-year hiatus, is that we've got so many papers potentially, but equally we do want to leave people time to do that networking and catching up, because we are a community. So we've tried to resist the temptation to shove too many papers and sort of limit the coffee breaks. The coffee breaks and the networking sessions are a vital component of what we do. So I'm glad you're looking forward to it. We are going to be speaking to a few other contributors to the conference over the next few podcasts. If listeners aren't already booked and intrigued and want to find out, they can go to our website, asiconferences.com, to book tickets for the event, which is the 2nd through to the 4th of November in Nice. In the meantime, thanks for joining us, Lucia, and we'll see you at the conference.
Thank you. Thank you, Richard, and looking forward to it.